Well, hello, this is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Brides, and we're so excited for today's guest. Today we're going to talk about feng shui, and I was actually sharing just right before this show that when I first came up with the idea for Hourglass Brides, and I knew that I wanted to share information that would make somebody's life better, that would enhance their relationships, enhance their romance, actually feng shui was the very first thought that I had, that information that I wanted to share. And I was saying that I was looking for someone special, and today's guest certainly is incredibly, incredibly special. And what I was thinking about is, if you've ever known a couple who separated shortly after moving into a new home, or, you know, if they have breakups, or you don't know why people sleep in separate rooms, or what's going on, or when people rent, and what influences their health, their relationships, their finances. And so today's guest is phenomenal because she's going to be able to share actually why energy moves the way it moves, how you want your house set, and she's just a wealth of knowledge and information. So we're so thrilled. So today's guest is PK Odell. She is internationally respected as a feng shui consultant. She's an instructor, she's a speaker, she's an author, she's a publisher. She has 16 years of feng shui experience. She met Master Larry Tsang back in 1996, and immediately she devoted her life to the study and to the practice of the classical yin feng shui energy. She loves the opportunity to make positive changes in the world, and when you meet her, she's just this effervescent person, and you can just see how balanced she is and how much harmony and how much love and how much light she has. And so we're going to talk to her about how she does that for herself and how she can do that for you, how you can improve your health, your relationships, your finances. And she does that really one client at a time. So find her. Her consulting firm was founded in 1997. It is called the Feng Shui Advantage. It offers on-site and remote evaluations of your existing structures, as well as project development for residential, for commercial clients. She works with a variety of clients, from architects, web designers, corporations, students, engineers, psychologists, actors, writers, manufacturers, Olympic gold medalists, Mitch Gaylord, you know, who internationally, you know, she just has worked with designers. She's worked with everybody, and I cannot imagine that at a time that you are stepping in to your future, at a time that you want your life to unfold and to unopen. And we talk about very often that happily ever after, and how do you live that happily ever after? What are the tools for the happily ever after? Feng Shui, the Feng Shui Advantage, and PK really is that tool for the happily ever after. She is proud to be internationally respected as an instructor for the American Feng Shui Institute. She has assisted Master Tsang, who worked with the Beijing Olympic sites on all four AFSI China trips. She worked as his assistant at the Institute's Monterey Park, California offices in 1999. She has also on occasion acted as an assistant to feng shui readings, as a member of the Institute's American Society of Feng Shui and American Yi Jing Study Center. PK assisted with the coordination of many society events. She is dedicated to deepening her knowledge and successfully completes every class offered, including the AFSI 2007 classes with International Association in Beijing. She is a master. She has a self-mastery toolbox that's a step-by-step system that's going to teach you how to locate and manage 15% of your personal directions. I think that's what it is. And she's going to talk about how you do that. What is the toolbox? So you can learn magnetic directions that support your efforts and why we sabotage them. So we're going to talk to her about prosperity. We're going to talk to her about friends, or talk about people that backstab you, and creativity and romance, and why people sleep alone, all of that. So I'm so excited. Since 2003, she published her award-winning email newsletter, which we all should be signing up for. It's called the Feng Shui Advantage Monthly. It's been featured in magazines, newspapers, radio, TV nationwide. She's a popular speaker at home improvement shows and public libraries and real estate. And so I want to welcome today's guest, PK. PK, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. So just give me the correct pronunciation of your last name, because I want to make sure that I say it clearly and correctly.
I believe you said it right. It's Odal, like idle, but with an O.
It is Odal. Okay. All right. PK Odal, I just love your work, just so you know. And I truly, what this show is about is giving people the tools and the techniques to have a happy life, to have a fulfilling life, to actually be able to live the life of their dreams. And I just, your work is right at the center of that. I think everything is affected by our surroundings and our energy and what we create. And so I really am so thrilled that you're with us today.
I'm thrilled to be able to do feng shui for people and basically change their lives. Feng shui is basically the foundation, part of the foundation for a good life.
So how did you get started?
I had actually been the on-site travel agent at LA Gear and knew nothing of feng shui, but watched LA Gear go out of business within 3 years of moving from three buildings in Marina Del Rey to one building by Santa Monica Airport, at which time I was taken out of my private office and put in a reservation center to do the same work in a different environment. Within 2 months, I wanted to quit every day. And then someone handed me a flyer for a bookstore where I saw the words feng shui for the first time. I saw Master Sang's face and read, "Your environment affects your entire life." And I went, "Ooh, I need to meet this man." Luckily, it was that next Friday night, so I went over there. I got the book. He autographed it for me from, and that's the Principles of Feng Shui, which is the textbook for the American Feng Shui Institute, where I've now been teaching for 15 years. And so I got the book. From Friday night to early Sunday afternoon, I devoured it. I read everything. I did everything that I could from that kindergarten method, but at least it's accurate kindergarten, because if you were taught that an A was a Y, you'd never be able to read correctly. So I was using a textbook that was the basics and got me started correctly, and by Sunday afternoon, I did everything from the basic methods that I could in the apartment I was in. Monday afternoon, I get a call at work from the actual man who had hired me at that company, who had gone on to become the president of another company, said, "PK, I understand you're not happy in the new environment there, so I was wondering if you'd want to be recommended for the on-site at Creative Artist Agency." I had no idea who CAA was, so I said, "Well, does it include a private office?" Because that's what I wanted to control my environment from then on. And they said, "Yes, in their own building in Beverly Hills." So my question next was, "Well, is parking included?" And that's when he explained to me Creative Artist Agency was one of the top talent agencies in town, and this was probably one of the top on-site positions that he would be recommending me for. So I said, "Okay, go ahead, recommend me." That was late Monday afternoon. By Friday afternoon, I'd gone through all the interviews and was giving my notice to take that job. So I picked up the Principles of Feng Shui and said, "I need to study this." 11 months later, I'm figuring out how to go do feng shui full-time.
That's amazing. That, I mean, of all the arts, and it is an art. I mean, I consider it an art. And of all of the things that you can do to improve your life, you know, we always talk about financial, we talk about communication, we talk about, but your surroundings, if you're not energetically, if you, you know, I watch those hoarder shows, people that can't even, like, get to the front door, and you just, if your life is that boxed in, and so, you know, as a professional and as someone with the knowledge that you have, how does your home affect your relationships?
Well, actually, it affects it on a couple of different levels, and feng shui that I practice is actually the ancient I Ching feng shui. So there are many different levels to that, and it's both a science and an art. The science part is calculating the repeatable energy combinations that have predictable consequences to determine which element will go in as the remedy. The art part is that you get to choose how you will implement those elements to blend with your decor. So if you want Art Deco, French Provincial, minimalistic, you don't have to even like Chinese-looking things in your house to do feng shui remedies in your house. They will blend with your decor once the calculations determine what element you need to add or take away from the area. But the two ways that feng shui affects your relationships are the inherent and cyclical energy combinations, And those are determined by when the building was built and in what direction it's positioned, and along with the year that we are calculating what remedies need to go in place. There are energy combinations that cause separation and divorce. I had one client hire me because when they moved into their home, they found out from the neighbors the last three couples that lived there all got divorced. So they definitely had the energy combinations that would cause divorce without the right remedies. And there's ones that will attract a lover or a mistress. So it can be used to attract males to a single female, but if they get attracted to a married female, that could cause problems. There's ones that attract females to males. If he's single, that's great, but if he's married, that's not good. And then there's what we call a lover's triangle, where she gets a lover, he gets a mistress, and they get a divorce. There's also another combination that causes gossip, arguing, and legal problems. So that could just cause them to be constantly bickering. And then the next level is the lifetime feng shui personal directions. There's one that actually will keep you sleeping alone. One couple that I saw in Orange County, the first place I feng shuied for them was a condo. The husband lived 5 days a week where he worked and was only home with his wife and three small children 2 nights a week. And when we discovered that that condo was in his lonely pillow direction, which makes you sleep apart from your mate or causes you not to have a mate, that when they went looking for their next house, they used the feng shui personal direction charts that I gave them for each member of the family to make sure the next house didn't trigger either one of the couple's lonely pillow directions. And that's what can cause a couple to separate or divorce after moving into a new home. Then there's also your romance headboard direction, which can improve
your romance capabilities, the direction of your headboard can change,
yes.
Really?
Which way the top of your head, which we refer to as your crown, is pointing. So which way that crown is receiving energy from when you're laying down in bed. And then there's also what's called your peach blossom vase, which we use this for single people, not married ones. So if you want to attract more romantic partners to choose from, I tell the person, according to their date of birth, what color vase or vase, if it's a fancy one, to put what color flowers in fresh, clean water in what position from the center of their house or the center of their bedroom to attract more romantic partners to choose from.
We're going to have all of these audience members just calling in and writing to you saying, okay, so this is my birthday. What color flowers? I mean, that's amazing that a vase and color flowers could attract someone, or that the position of your head could change your sex life of where your headboard is. And so when somebody's getting married, or when somebody is buying a house, should they look for certain elements, like that the door faces a certain way, or that the windows have a garden, or, I mean, is that something people should be looking at? Or do you go with people when they're looking to buy a house? Or if they have a house, do people send you, this is my house, and we're getting married and we want to have this great sex life, like, help us? How does that work?
Yes to all of the above. The thing is that feng shui, the I Ching feng shui used to be spelled I-C-H-I-N-G, but the Chinese tried to simplify the Western spelling of their beautiful character words, and so now it's spelled Y-I and then J-I-N-G. So that's basically the old books that most people will recognize them in the bookstore as a capital I, and then the separate word is C-H-I-N-G. I Ching is basically translates to the book of change. It means everything in the universe is different and constantly changing. So that's why the energy combinations, 1 year it could cause marriage problems, the next year it could bring you a romantic partner to choose from. So it depends on the energy combination. And those energy combinations are different from house to house, and they're triggered differently according to what floor plan's over it. So it's a very specific science to calculate whether a house is good or bad for someone. And actually doing a feng shui consultation for a single female client of mine was how Mitch Gaylord, the Olympic gold athlete, became my client. She was a single female, and she wanted my feng shui help, and I feng shuied her home. She used, we stopped what was triggering her lonely pillow direction. She used her romance vase. She attracted more romantic partners to choose from. Next thing I know, a couple years later, I'm getting a phone call. PK, I need you to feng shui my new home with my new husband and for his kids from his previous marriage. And I was like, Mitch Gaylord, that the Olympic gold athlete? I met him. He's a lovely man. I've been doing their feng shui for years. I actually just spent the previous 9 months looking with them for our new house where they've relocated to. And I just came back from a trip going over the consultation with them. And they're just such a cute couple. But to think that I had some sort of part in that by showing her how to use the feng shui that was already affecting her life in a different way so that things will happen. One of my best day, it's always a good day, I should say, when I get a call from one of my single female clients goes, PK, I'm now engaged. Do I still keep buying the flowers? At that point, I tell them, no. Once you've made your choice, you don't have to buy the flowers anymore.
I love that. Well, you and I are going to do a separate consultation. And it's really funny because then we'll have you back on the show, okay? And I'm going to say, this is what I did, and we're going to talk about it. So, I would love to do that. And so when people call you, so we have all sorts of people listening to the show. We have young new brides, you know, that are, their life is unfolding. We have people that, you know, have been married before that really want to make sure that it works this time. We have people who have been married many years that want to deepen their relationship. And so can you help anybody? I mean, can you help? Okay.
And my only limitation is
life?
They have to speak English. They have to be able to send me their exact floor plan, but I can work with anybody in the world. I've done a lady's home in Kenya. I've done a factory in Sri Lanka. As long as they send me the accurate floor plan and the date of birth of the individuals that are going to be living in the home, or if it's a business, the management team. But I can work with anyone, anywhere, as long as I can see their roof line on a satellite image. I don't want to just say Google Maps because sometimes we have to use Bing. But when we are looking at a satellite image on the computer, we're looking at what's called True North at the top of the page. I have to know the longitude and latitude, which I usually can look up that from their zip code if it's in the United States or their city if it's international, to find out what's the difference between what's showed on our maps, True North, and where Magnetic North is. In our area here in Southern California, this year it's about 12.5 degrees to the east of what the top of the map shows us. So if someone's trying to figure out the orientation of their building from a map, they've got to calculate the difference in, it's called the declination. So I can do that for people. I calculate the energies and tell them what remedies they need to put in their house. I can work with them, whether they've been in a house for several decades. I had one client told me, I moved into this duplex temporarily 38 years ago, and when I looked at the energy combination, I found out why it had been 38 years she wasn't able to move on and leave that location. I had another Army wife. When her husband passed away, she says, now I can do anything I want in the house, and the first thing I want to do is feng shui it. She has been my client now for over 12 years. No, maybe 14 years. So she came back after I did her feng shui. She came back to the lecture that I used to give monthly. 2 months later to report she'd gotten a $1,500 annuity she was not expecting, and that the Army informed her that she was going to get 17% more in his retirement pay because they had done a miscalculation and they sent her a check for the difference that they had failed to pay her in previous months. So if you've been in a place for decades, if you're just moving in, if you're choosing right now, I'm working with a client to choose which apartment of three in this one complex that would work best for her as far as the energy combinations and her personal directions, and including directions that will bring you money or make you spend money, bring you friends that support your efforts, referrals if you're in business for yourself, or a direction that will cause backstabbers to come into your life. What direction supports your right brain versus your left brain? That'll help your children get better grades. It will help you get more work done when you're doing creative work versus analytical work. So those directions we're looking at when we're choosing between a house, whether it be a condo or a house like I was choosing for Mitch and his wife, or whether we're designing a house from the ground up. I'm working with a client right now. They're in mid-construction of a log cabin on 82 acres in Oregon on top of a mountain.
Wow.
So do it from the ground up, or I can do it from existing structures. It's whether you own or rent, the energies are affecting you. Your personal directions, wherever you're living or working, are affecting you. So really what I like to say is function isn't something you decide to do. It's something that's already affecting your life. So if you want to have a good life, you want to manage those feng shui.
Right. When you were talking about, you know, people that sleep alone, what do you call that, the sleepy pillow syndrome or whatever?
Well, the actual ancient Chinese name for that would confuse everyone, but translated it means lonely pillow. Because in ancient China, in ancient China, if you were not married, you were supposed to be sleeping alone. But what they would do is if the husband was taken off to fight in the army, or if he was put in prison, or if he had to go into another province to earn a living, then the wife would be at home sleeping alone, and he was supposed to be sleeping alone wherever he was. So that's why they called it lonely pillow. And I started calling it lonely pillow syndrome because people don't understand why. They're single, but they're a nice person, and they meet lots of people, but nothing ever happens. And it's basically, they're kind of relieved when they find out it's the feng shui of the house is affecting them and not that just them.
That's amazing. I mean, that really is. And then what are the kind of, you know, you talk about the flowers, which I'm so intrigued about the color vase. And you know, are there, and you talk about Chinese symbols, are there things like wind chimes or waterfalls or things that can really shift your life or shift your energy just by the position or where they're placed in the house or adding those elements?
Oh, good question. The only place wind chimes, metal wind chimes specifically, because it's the element of metal, that are going to help you are outside. Never, ever put wind chimes in the house because your house is built to protect you from wind and water, which is what feng shui is actually translated. It means wind, water. So because those two things actually move the chi, the life force energy that's around us. And the only place metal wind chimes will work as a remedy are outside between your house and any construction or digging. Every year there are 3 to 4 directions where we want to avoid digging or construction in certain directions outside of our house. But if you don't know those directions, it's still fine to put metal between you and any construction or digging just to be safe. For instance, this year in 2013, which is the Chinese solar year of February 4th to February 4th, the directions are northwest, and then the 3 directions with the word east in it. So that would be northeast, east, and southeast. Those directions, you should not have any digging or construction going on outside, whether your neighbors are redoing their yard or they're re-roofing, that's affecting you if you're close enough to your house that you can feel it. So they're digging up the street in one of those directions and cars are parked between you and where the digging or construction's going on, that's enough metal to protect you. But in your yard, you could easily hang a large metal wind chime, not those little toy ones that are the size of the palm of your hand, ones that the rods are at least as long as your forearm, maybe 12 to 15 inches long, the rods. Hang them on what's called a shepherd's hook. A shepherd's hook is that metal rod that goes, sticks in the ground and comes up and makes a little hook. Most people hang baskets of flowers off it. It's very easy to move your wind chimes around with one of those. The other remedies are put inside the house. They're going to be the 5 elements. So if you do need metal inside the house, you would use a piece of art, a piece of furniture, or even a wind-up clock. Some of my clients use exercise weights until they can find something beautiful. So exercise weights, if you use them, they cannot be covered in vinyl or felt. If they are, the air currents aren't touching metal, so you're not getting any remedies. All your remedies need to be out where the air currents can touch them, and they need to be something you enjoy looking at. So if you use the metal weights temporarily until you find something beautiful, or you can put them inside of a decorative metal container because the metal weights are touching the metal container and the air currents are still touching metal. If you need the water fountain you were talking about, it would be a fish tank.
Yes.
Or a fountain. The fish tank would need to be uncovered. The fountain would need to be large and at least hold a quart of water. I find that pet fountains are lovely. If you go on Amazon, there's one called a black ceramic pet fountain. Holds a quart and a half of water. I really like the design of it. It blends with a lot of decors. Or you can use a copper fountain. But leave out all of the rocks. Because if you have a glass and you fill it with rocks, you'd have less room for the water. So you'd have less volume, plus out in nature, what do we make dams out of? Rocks. They block the water's energy. So these bowls full of rocks with a teacup of water are no water remedy for a house. If you do need earth in an area, it could be a collection of stones, if you like to collect stones. It could be a marble top table or a marble statue. It could be a salt lamp, you know, those salt lamps that help improve ions in your house. So you could use a salt lamp for a rock. It could be a concrete statue. The statue could be a beagle, a bunny, a Buddha. It doesn't matter what it's shaped as long as it looks nice in your decor. If you need wood as a remedy, you can use live plants. But if you happen to have cats that will eat them or you can't keep them healthy, then you can use beautiful artificial plants and put them, artificial plants with beautiful green leaves, as long as you keep them clean, they're going to represent the wood there because of the green color of the leaves and that it looks like the plant. The only remedy that we actually prefer and always stress that they use the colors to represent it is fire, for obvious safety reasons. So fire, bright reds and bright purples, the hotter, the brighter the red or the purple, the hotter the fire energy there is there. It can be any sort of decorations. I've had clients use a throw on the end of their bed if they needed fire colors in the bedroom, or on the side of a sofa if they needed fire colors there. I never recommend, never ever, to paint something red, because there will be years, because of the cyclical nature of feng shui, where you'll have to paint over it. So if you have painted furniture, whatever color it's painted, it's going to resonate like that element. So it's better to have totally just wood grain furniture. If as long as you see the wood grain, no matter what color it's stained, it's considered neutral. This year, the worst direction to have fire colors is the southwest. And unfortunately, all the do-it-yourself books, or the majority of them, I shouldn't say all, the majority of them, tell you to put fire colors in the southwest for romance. This year, it will bring stomach, abdominal, digestive, reproductive organ problems to anyone, males and females. So you don't want to have in the southwest this year.
So I have a couple of questions. I'm going to back you up just a minute if I can.
Sure.
So you were saying not to paint anything red. I've heard so often that you should have a red door.
I have a whole article on that on my website in my free article section. The red, and also I think I've posted it on Facebook. I should repost it. The red door goes back to a myth in ancient China, because they thought that everybody wanted to have a door that was opening to the south, because that's where the warm winds came from, and it would help heat up the house. But they thought that if they couldn't have a south door, they could paint it red, like fire, to warm up the air coming through it. It's a myth. Fire-colored doors can cause more problems than they're worth having, because with certain energy combinations, they can cause that separation and divorce. They can cause the gossip, arguments, and legal problems. Even if it's not the door that's painted red, I went to one lady's house. I walked in her front entry area. She loved the color purple. Almost every single thing in there, including the walls, was some shade of purple. That made her feel good. She loved it. It was good for her own personal trigram from the I Ching. But that would be better for her wardrobe than for her decor, because the energy combination inside her entrance there was the worst possible one to have fire colors with, or one of the worst. It was the one that caused gossip, arguments, and legal problems. And I told her if she wanted to get rid of that in her life, she needed to take away all the purple things in that area. And she said, that's why I called you, because that's all I'm dealing with is gossip, arguments, and legal problems.
Oh, gosh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's so amazing. And then, you know, so don't paint a door red. That's amazing, because I always thought that you should. And then
The best door color is a beautiful wood grain or something neutral, you know, like cream or white or even green is, well, green can be a problem with some energy combinations, but a nice neutral color would be better.
Okay. And then when you were saying about that this particular year, so does every year it change or, you know, a person's date of birth or their gender or how does someone know, you know, not to just to buy a feng shui book, but to find somebody like you who actually knows for that specific person what's best for them and what's the difference and how is it customized?
Okay, well, the remedies should change on February 4th each year because that's when the cyclical annual influence has an effect. Some remedies may change on a 20-year basis, and the last 20 years started in 2004, so we won't have to look at that. If you had a feng shui consultation, those remedies may or may not change until February 4th of 2024. But every year, the annual energy makes a different combination. It's like getting a new tenant living with you if you're renting out a room or having a new office mate or having a new roommate. Some new kind of energy comes in and it shifts things around in how the inherent energies that are permanent to the building. Because every house is divided into 9 equal sections. If you look at a tic-tac-toe board, you'll see the 9 sections. The width divided by 3, the depth divided by 3. In each one of those sections, there's an energy that relates to health and relationships and an energy that relates to money. And then an annual energy comes in, different one each year, that affects those two. And so with that 3 energy combination, we have to look at to see how we can maximize it and make it best support the occupants. And that's where we'll go
okay,
in.
Okay, so if you... Okay. And then
we'll
so I'm going to jump in here. So, okay.
Yeah,
so
well,
you
need metal dish or
board. Great.
Last year you needed fire. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you have a tic-tac-toe board and you say, mm-hmm. okay, this is this year and this is, okay, but we're talking about a couple. So we're saying, okay, these people are getting married, they are married, they're having marital problems. We want to be able to help them communicate. We want to help them be able to be faithful, whatever that is. So then if somebody's calling you for a consultation, are you working with both people's birthdays? Or are you working with both energies, and what if one energy is really great for the guy and it's not really great for the woman, and how do you compromise that, and how do you make that work in a relationship, in a marriage, in a partnership to make sure that it enhances their sex life or enhances the romance or enhances the lover, even to feng shui a house because you want to have children. What's the right way to do that? So how does that work in a relationship?
Okay. The personal directions of the individuals are all looked at and laid out over the house. So we use that to determine which doors and windows are good or bad for each one of the couples. But if, say, a door or a window is in one of the couples, like the husband's or the wife's lonely pillow direction, it doesn't matter whether that's the person that opens it or not. If anybody opens it, it's going to trigger that person's lonely pillow. So there's many different aspects like that. If the headboard of the bed is in the lonely pillow for the husband, then that's going to make them both sleep separately. Maybe he'll fall asleep on the couch or in the easy chair, and she goes to bed, and he doesn't come in until the wee hours of the morning. Or he's, you know, has to go and stay where he works, or the one of them's traveling on business a lot. So there's different things that can trigger the lonely pillow, and we look at both couples. As far as from the center of the bedroom, their bedroom, and the center of the house. We're looking at the energy combinations of the building. That's most of the time the remedies are just about those energy combinations and aren't really influenced by the person that's there. But, for instance, I'm a wood person. So if I have to have metal in my bedroom one year, that's going to chop me. However, I need to have that remedy to avoid certain things like, for instance, stomach, abdominal, and digestive problems or accidents, delays, pain, and illness. So I need to go ahead and put that remedy in and just deal with the fact that my energy is going to be a little bit less that year because I have to have the metal there. So we have many different
right.
layers
I mean,
to it.
Okay, and that's so good to know. And then can you... You know, design a house, create a house, or feng shui your house so you can get pregnant? Or can you feng shui your house so you can, you know, have more romance or whatever that is? Or does that work that way?
Well, I just was looking on Facebook last night, and I saw some posts from a dear client of mine who used to live here, and now she's moved over to the East Coast. And both of her children are the result of my feng shui assistance with her. And when I met her, she'd had several miscarriages. And we did the feng shui on the house she was in at that time and brought her her son. And then I told her, skip this year, because it's not a good energy combination to make a baby in your bedroom this year. Well, she unfortunately got pregnant and unfortunately had another miscarriage in between. But then the following year, she got to have her daughter. So, yes, there are different energy combinations that help with creating a baby. I say I like to help with it because the mother has to do her part of preparing her body, and they got to make sure all the, you know, their both male and female bodies are working right and doing their parts. But I do my part with having the house support it, because there are energy combinations that cause miscarriages all the time. Another thing is you don't want to have construction or digging going on in the wife's, what's called your celebration direction, or in the annual celebration direction. This year, the annual celebration direction is the southeast. So nobody wants to have, if they want to get pregnant, no one wants to have any digging or construction going on in the southeast this year, because that's going to affect everybody. But the wife, the mom to be, will have a their own personal celebration direction where she wouldn't want to have any digging or construction going on while she's pregnant. So in most Chinese families, they just won't do any digging or construction while a female's trying to get pregnant or is pregnant. And they definitely won't make a move because they figure the house we're in got us pregnant. If we move, that might mess things up.
That's so great to know, because so many people, the very first thing they do when they get pregnant is they move. They say, okay, now we need a bigger house because we're going to have a family. And you see all these pregnant women. And I mean, and I've done research as far as like tile and paint and all these toxins that are just horrible for a pregnant woman. But also people decide they don't move, do home additions, and they build nurseries while the woman is pregnant. And usually they're going to build the nursery. Right, you know, in what was the laundry room or something that was right next to the bedroom. And so, you know, so it's so good to know that
as you're
something
planning
that,
that
they should pause
when you're pregnant. And also the baby's directions, this is the beauty. Your trigram from the I Ching is your first basic group of directions. They're 45-degree directions. Anyone that wants to know theirs, they just put the subject trigram, T-R-I-G-R-A-M, in the subject of an email. Send me their first name, their gender, and their full date of birth, month, day, year. And then I will send them back what's their best sleeping directions. They'll have four of them, from one good to down to the last of the good of the four. There'll be colors that are good for your trigram because you're born into an element. For instance, I'm wood, so I wear a lot of green colors that look good with any greens that look good with my skin tone. And I wear blue and black a lot because that's water and it feeds my wood. So they'll get that information. They'll also find out what direction where clutter in their home will cause them specifically financial problems and health problems and relationship problems. So where to keep the clutter away for their date of birth. But speaking of clutter, no one should have clutter in the northeast or northwest during this 20-year time period until 2024. That includes out in your yard, in a detached garage or shed or anything like that. Just keep the storage area clean and neatly organized. It doesn't mean you can't store things there. Just your northeast and northwest for everybody should be clean and neat and uncluttered. We can do a whole other show about business and how it affects that part too. But especially northeast will cause disobedient children during this 20-year period if it's cluttered. But going back to the trigram.
Disobedient children. Yes.
Okay. So going back to the trigrams. See, this is, it's like goes full circle all the way around. So the trigrams from your date of birth will tell me what's your best sleeping directions. And I will email that to you. But what was the original question? This is cute.
You know, I was asking about the construction with the pregnancy. And so you're saying that people should send you their birth dates. And so where do they send it to? Tell us, because you had also mentioned on your website that you had that article about the red doors. And
yes.
So how does somebody find you? So
PK at fengshuiadvantage.com. That's PK at Feng is spelled F as in Frank, E-N-G, S as in sugar, H-U-I, Advantage, A-D-V-A-N-T-A-G-E.com. And I'm on Facebook at PK Feng Shui. So if you do the facebook.com/PK Feng Shui, it should take you right to my Facebook page. And if they send me an email, if they want to go to my website, just drop the PK app off my email address and it'll take you to the website. And under
that's
the they can sign up for my newsletter and get 16 weeks of free tips. And they will also be able to get into, under newsletter, there's a link to my article library where they can search and read lots of articles. If they want to know more, I'm going to give a free 90-minute teleseminar on Tuesday, July 9th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And that's all. That will be on my website. I have to get my webmaster to put it on there. But there's other information about all the information about other teleseminars that I've done in the past. The phone number would be the same. So they could still copy down the phone number now.
Oh, that's
perfect.
Go ahead. And do you want to give that number? Go ahead.
Oh, the teleseminar number, it's a conference line, so it's best if they find it on the website there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the number to reach. If they want to reach me, if they have a specific question, they can send it by email, or they can call me at 626-288-1669. That's 626-288-1669. Or if they want toll-free, they can just change the area code to 877 and the same phone number.
That's great. Now, I know you work all over the world because I know clients that you've worked with, and you're just internationally so, you know, revered and so respected. And so you do long-distance consultations, right? If somebody lives in another country or another state, they can certainly still work with you, yes?
Yes, exactly. I have clients in South Carolina right now that are scheduled to go over their reports with them. And sometimes I'm able to go there and be with them, but the majority of the time I just do it remotely because it's easier for both of us that way. It saves them paying my travel expenses to get there. They can send me digital photos or a video tour of their house. They send me the exact floor plan. If they're not sure about drawing it exactly, they can maybe hire a local drafting student to hire it, or they can do their best and send me every single measurement on their best sketch, and I can that's what I had to do at the factory in Sri Lanka, and I redrew it. When I draw the floor plan, there is an extra fee for that because it's extra time. Then when they send me the floor plan, I'll do all the work. I'll look at the roof line on Google Maps. I'll calculate everything. They have to send me everyone's names and dates of birth. If the name is not gender specific, please also include the gender. And then from that, I work up the entire report. I send it to them as PDFs, and we get online with a conference call and shared imaging where we're looking at my computer where we can each point at sections as we're discussing it, and they actually get an MP3 of our discussion afterwards that they can re-listen to, and, of course, follow-up questions are always included, whether it's an on-site consultation or a remote consultation.
That's great. Can somebody hold up their computer on, like, Skype and wander around their house?
Yeah, they can. I mean, anywhere that they can make a video, whether it be with their smartphone or their, you know, computer or their iPad or whatever. Anyway, they can do that. They can give me a video tour of their house. And what I suggest that they use a website called YouSendIt.com to send large files like that. Or if they don't have the way to do that, they can just do snapshots, digital snapshots, and send them to me.
No, I just love this, PK. You know, one of the things, you know, our website, I'm so excited, it is going live at the end of this month, and we're going to have a bridal registry. Yes, we're going to have a bridal registry on the website, and I think that this is just such a perfect gift. mm-hmm. to give to a bride and groom for their wedding. And so mm-hmm. I would love to put you on the bridal registry and offer of, you know, the feng shui consultation as yeah. a bridal gift. Because that's, I think that,
you can do.
Gosh,
or,
what a, yes.
Sometimes bridal gifts can be large, like they want to put, when I, back before I did feng shui as a travel agent, and some bridal things they would give, people would put in a certain amount of money towards their honeymoon. So they could do a certain amount of money towards their feng shui.
Absolutely. And you know, and even to, you know, to do the consultation or to have you feng shui their home for the best romance or for the best, you know, love life or to be able to create children or even to create harmony. I mean, I have, you know, and one of the things, too, is like you're talking about the color purple. You know, the person I used to have a fitness studio that was all purple. It just made me smile and laugh when you said that. But obviously when you have somebody that's been married 3, 4, 5 times,
mm-hmm.
and it's the same woman.
Yeah.
And so, or it's the same man. And so they might have a color that they love, or they may have some wall hangings that have gone from house to house that you don't even realize are affecting their energy or their love life or cutting into their emotion or, you know, helping somebody to stray or any of those things. So I think looking at, like what you're saying, the date,
mm-hmm.
the year, you know, what the proper elements are for you and what the elements are for your mate as well is just such a perfect way to combine your love, combine your romance, and to really work together to have that harmony and that relationship that people so desire.
The most important things in feng shui are health and relationships, because health is your number one asset in your entire life. Relationships, those two things money cannot buy. You can throw a lot of money at them, but money can't buy them. And then comes money. So the first thing that I train all my students to do, look at everything to improve health and relationships. Money is secondary. It's important. It pays for the roof over the head, but it's secondary to health and relationships.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that. And so when they work with you, will they get a blueprint or the things that you're saying, like the fountain on Amazon, are there things that they can get through you? Or do you say this is what you should do? You should go find, get a marble table, or you should, you know, you make those recommendations, or does it depend on where someone's located in the world?
Oh, that's a good question. What they receive from me is their floor plan with everything diagrammed on it. If it's local and they are hiring me to also do their floor plan beforehand, then they get a blank copy of the floor plan without the feng shui on it. Otherwise, on the floor plan that I'm given, or the one I've created, I put all the feng shui information on it. And that's what they get at the first consultation, and any time they order an annual update from me, which I encourage my clients to order early so that I can pace myself creating the updates for everyone. And they receive 2 pages per person's date of birth. That one describes all their personal directions, and one is a diagram of those personal directions. Those 2 pages affect you for your entire lifetime. I have a client who's 4 children with attention deficit. She has taken those pages, put them in acid-free sheet protectors to give to them as they go out into the world on their own, because they can use them from their first dorm room to their own retirement home. Just by aligning the zero of middle 15 degree, the middle, the exact north, magnetic north, 0 degrees, to wherever magnetic north is. People can use their telephone apps, their smartphone apps, as their compass, but they have to switch it over. There's an option button usually in the lower right corner, and they push that, and they have to switch it from true north for driving to magnetic north for finding where their good directions are. So they can use that anywhere in the world, like that couple did to make sure their next house wasn't in one of their lonely directions. So those pages are forever. And the way your feng shui personal directions are in the house you're in now, that's they're going to be in the same place the entire time you live there. The remedies may change as according to the energy combination of the building, but your personal direction information won't change. The annual directions, like where not to do digging if you want to be pregnant, or where you don't want to have broken things, thorns and broken things in certain directions. For instance, your marriage direction will cause marriage problems. In your injury direction will cause could cause separation, or it could cause bleeding. So those 2 directions are important to know from your date of birth, as well as the the annual ones. And the two, those directions for this year until February 4th of next year, 2014, are Northwest for marriage and Northeast for injury. So no one should have inside or outside their home thorny things there, whether it be a potted cactus or a bougainvillea bush or anything with thorns, or anything like barbed wire or artistic things that are prickly that could hurt you. And they shouldn't have any cracks or broken things, especially glass that's broken, like a window or a mirror or a cabinet or anything like that. And they shouldn't have any cracks, especially in walls, whether they be inside, outside, retaining walls, sidewalks, whatever. Get some concrete repair from Home Depot or other home improvement place and putty knife and repair those.
That's great. You know, I've seen the wallpaper that has like a garden or wallpaper that has an outdoor scene. Does that work as far as having those images?
Okay, if you need wood in an area and you can't keep a plant alive there, even if you have your if you have the silk plants, or if you have a wall, they call them decals, that has a plant on it that has a lot of green, big, large green leaves, that will work just the same as having an artificial plant there. But a picture of a fountain or a waterfall is not going to work as water.
Okay. Great to know. I mean, it's such amazing, amazing information. And I love that you were so drawn to it. I love that you've, you know, jumped in the way you jumped in. And not only that, you know, that you have the knowledge that you have, but that you share it so readily. And one of the things I wanted to hit on that you were talking about, that you send people, you know, the sheets with their directions forever, as well as the yearly updates, as well as, you know, for their children and all of that. But they can also get you, too, right? Like you're saying that you actually go house shopping with people, or that you fly to wherever they live and that you can look at their home. So people can hire you to actually come in and work with them personally as well, right?
I don't know whether I do it on-site or remotely. For instance, when I was shopping for the house in the other state for Mitch and his wife, we were looking at developments, and we were looking at the different possible floor plans that were listed and the lots that were available, and which floor plan could they put on the lot, and how was it going to affect their family of five, and everybody's personal directions, and all of those things. So I can do all of that remotely, and it's still one-on-one. They still get me. They don't necessarily see me face-to-face, but they do get my personal attention. And actually, I feel totally blessed to have found Master Tsang in the American Feng Shui Institute, because he is the Feng Shui master who has now been chosen to do the Feng Shui Olympic sites in Beijing. This is after I met him. He does the majority of the Vegas casinos. He was actually made an ambassador to Guam by the governor of Guam, because he turned their entire economy around, starting with their airport and then working with business and government officials on their homes and offices. So he became an ambassador to Guam. He does both kinds of feng shui. The feng shui, the I Ching feng shui, has basically two branches of that. One is Yin House, which is the houses, the grave sites and mausoleums. That affects three generations forward. And then there's Yang House. Those are the homes we live and work in. That's what I specialize in. I know enough about Yin House that I don't want to deal with three generations forward. I want to help people right now. But with Master Tsang's lineage, the reason why he was chosen to do the Beijing Olympic sites is because we can trace his family's feng shui lineage all the way back to 907 AD.
Wow, that's just remarkable.
And when when I met him, I decided this is the real deal. This is the man that I can get the best information from. He only teaches what he would use himself. So I decided right then that I was going to go deep in his well of knowledge and not spread my energies and attention out, studying all different other kinds of modalities that have been become popular since the mid to early 1980s.
I love this. Now, I have a question for you. So when you were talking about, you know, like legal problems or even, you know, marital problems or money problems, and so if all of a sudden you start being sued or all of a sudden you feel like people are gossiping about you, should somebody find you immediately and say something's wrong, energetically something is wrong here in this house and needs to be adjusted? I mean,
well, when the annual energy would come in,
yes,
and start triggering that for that 1 year. And also, there are some special feng shui remedies that I would look at if you, in the middle of a legal thing, there I would look to see if we could do certain special feng shui remedies that you would leave in just until the legal dispute was resolved. And sometimes it can actually help it end faster and you get more money from it, or at least end faster. So I would be able to look and tell you, well, if we do this, it's going to end faster, but maybe you're going to have to spend some money. And to some people, that's actually a good result because they just want it over with.
That's, well, just the, I love that this is a tool and a technique that everybody can use. And I love that there isn't a single person listening to the show right now that can't enhance their life by calling you, by contacting you, by using feng shui principles, by changing their headboard, by changing the vase on their house, by changing the colors, by taking the wind chimes out of their house and, you know, putting them outdoors, whatever those tools and techniques are, that by changing direction, by changing energy, by listening to you and learning your mastery, that their whole life can open and improve, that their whole love life can change, that they could actually open the door to create a child, a healthy child, to have a family that's all working together, to have somebody who has, like you're saying, you know, attention deficit, who can focus, who can have someplace solid to come home and rest you. And I just, that this is even out there and available, and it's the most important principle. And truly what I was saying when I was creating the show for brides and I was creating the show for Happily Ever After, this was the very first thought that I had, was how do we help people with feng shui? How do we help people move energy? How do we help people create an environment that's as loving as the love that they feel inside for each other? And you certainly do that. And so we feel so blessed and so honored that you're here. And I just feel so lucky that I met you, and I can't wait. I am going to, like I said, I'm going to have you do some work for me, and then we'll bring you back. And I'll get to share with our audience, this is what happened, and this is what we do. If that works for you, I would love to bring you back and to do that. And so
thank you, Nicole. That would be my...
That would be great. And so, PK, tell us, you know, as we're coming close up to the wrap-up of the show, but again, how your website and how we find you and when your the seminar that you have coming up and your class coming up.
Okay. Well, it's facebook.com/PKFengShui. That's P as in Peter, K as in King, or I like to say Peachy Keen. Feng Shui, FengShui. If you want to go directly to my website, that is Feng Shui Advantage, FengShui Advantage.com. And that's where they can sign up for my free newsletter and get 16 weeks of free tips, along with they can look at my article library and read all the past articles that I have written. And if they want to send me their date of birth, their gender, and their first name, to email it to pk@fengshuiadvantage.com with the word trigram in the subject line. That way I'll spot them quickly and send them out their personal information.
Oh, we so appreciate that. And we so appreciate you being on the show today. So thank you so much. What a great gift. And, you know, for everybody, they should be reaching out to you to have a healthier and a happy and certainly a more romantic life. So thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you, Nicole. And thank you for having your website, a great resource for all the bride wannabes and brides-to-be.
Thank you. Thank you, PK. And so what an amazing show. What a gift to have PK on with us. I definitely am going to work with her, and we will come back and report, and I know it's going to be amazing. Next week, we have Bobby DePorter and the 8 Keys of Excellence in a Relationship, How to Be Above the Line, the 8 Keys of Excellence. Bobby is one of my favorite people on the planet. I'm so excited just even to have an hour to talk to her and to share this information. So you definitely want to tune in for that. And then the following week, we have Lauren Solomon, who is an image maker to the stars. I'm going to talk about how to be beautiful inside and out. And so we really have that to look forward to. And then in July, we have a month of sex, intimacy, orgasms, deepening your relationship, all of that. So we definitely have a hot July to look forward to, the fireworks for July 4th and fireworks in a relationship. So wishing you all a wonderful week. This is Nicole Brandon, an Hourglass Bride, and thank you for being with us today, and thank you to PK.